That Macias's way of identifying may change doesn't bother him.
Self-identification, I'm sure it'll change. I'm hoping it changes. I'm hoping it always evolves, and I'm hoping my answer always evolves. I identify as Mexican. I identify as Latino. And those are some things that I feel very strongly about and I'm unapologetic about. That does not mean they're exclusive. So when I always have these conversations, sometimes somebody will say, well, don't you identify as American? And I said, that's got a connotation for me. So when you impose that, I'm having to be in a position of being defensive already. As to where, when I can tell you how I identify and then explain to you why I identify as Mexican, that's not exclusive to being an American. You know, my experience in the United States is for the majority of my life. But that does not mean that I don't connect to my Mexican heritage, that I don't connect to my Mexican traditions, that I don't enjoy certain sayings in Mexican Spanish that strike a particular chord with me. And in terms of identifying as Latino, I do feel that there is a common thread in terms of experience. It might be the immigrant experience. It might be the experience of being one of few. It might be the experience of not seeing yourself represented as well as politically marginalized that connects me to a larger Latino whole. And that is very salient in places that are predominantly white and places that are not very well suited to recognize that we are very diverse as Latinos. And I can have a conversation with somebody from Ecuador or from Puerto Rico or a New Yorican or a Cuban American. And we have something in common, so that's why I identify as Latino. Like, there's something, you know, but I don't measure who's more or who's less. But there's something there that is undeniable.
Thanks again for joining Dímelo Columbus, and check in again next week for more from Columbus's Latino community.